Today's daf is Ksubas daf Ayin Gimel. As we continue in Perek HaMadir, today's shir is L'Refua Shalema Chaim Mordechai Leib Ben Chayasara. Chaim Mordechai Leib Ben Chayasara L'Refua Shalema Bekarov. Okay, we are on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We are up to the Mishnah. Yesterday we discussed all of the sugya of Das Moshe and Das Yehudis, Daraisa, Darabanan. Obviously, there's a lot more about each of those topics that we could talk about. But the crucial point is that any undermining of the marriage by either of the spouses causes the marriage to be broken up and a chiyuv of gerushin with or without the ksuba, depending if it is the husband or the wife. And if it is a separate aveira, a side idea that's not mentioned in yesterday's Gemara, not mentioned in the Mishnah, so that would just be breaking up the marriage, but not undermining the marriage itself, and therefore the ksuba would not be affected. Okay, now we get up to Mishnayos relating to Tnaim. Hamakadesh Zaisha. Let's read it again. What we read. Hamakadesh Zaisha Almanash Ein Ala Nedarim. A man is Makadesh, his wife, Almanas, that she has no Nedarim that he does not know about. Because he doesn't want to marry a Nadranit, someone who's always, assering things on herself. So, man marries a woman, Almanas, that she doesn't have any Nedarim, Benimsu Ala Nedarim, and it comes out that she had Nedarim on her that he didn't know about. Eina Mekudeshes, the marriage does not work. There was a condition, didn't work, so it's a Mekachtos. Kansa Stam, Benimsu Aleha Nedarim, Teitse Shalobiksuba. If he marries her, Kansa is from Nisuin, Kansa Stam, and then he finds that there are Nedarim on her, then it is a marriage. Teitse means it is a marriage, but he does not have to pay the ksuba. Is line one going on line two or a separate case? So that the Gemara will discuss. Meaning, is line two talking about a case where it was Kishal Tanai and then Kansa Stam? Or no, Kansa Stam means a regular case that he said nothing. He said nothing throughout the process. So that the Gemara will discuss. Case number one. Case number two is the case of Mumin. Almanas she'ein ba Mumin. Almanas, he marries her that she does not have any hidden blemishes that he does not know about. V'nimsu ba Mumin. And he finds Mumin, eina mekudeshes. Again, the kiddushin does not work. Kansa stam v'nimsu ba Mumin. Teitse shelo b'ksuba. Same idea. If he does nisuin and there are Mumin, then there is a marriage, but he does not have to pay the ksuba. Kala Mumin, apostle Mekon, and apostle Menashim. And the Mishnah ends off what type of Mumin are discussed here. Any Mumin that passels by Kohanim. The Mishnayis and Meseches Bechoros discuss all the Mumin that passel by Kohanim. So any Mumin that passel by Kohanim also would passel by Nashim. So these are the two cases, right? There's also two points on the Mishnah. The Tanai Lashon is used in the Mishnah by Kiddushin, not by Nisuin. That we've touched on already, and that is Kiddushin, as we mentioned yesterday, is more of a kinyan, is a formal action that is required, and therefore one can make a condition on it. Chuppah, Nisuin, is a little more not clear exactly what it is. As we said, it's more of a result than a maisa. That's why it's a little more difficult to make a tnai on it, if at all. Rabbi Elchanan, we're going to have a couple of Rabbi Elchanans today. Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovet Ta'aris, again, an important piece which has come up in the past, mentions that there are two types of halachic mechanisms that we have in the world of halacha. Some of them you can make conditions on, like marriage, our Mishnah, and some of them you cannot make conditions on. What's the difference? Says Rabbi Elchanan, Simen Ayin Vav, Oz Beis, Rabbi Elchanan, as we know, wrote the Kovetz Haaretz himself. Most of the other Svarim of Rabbi Elchanan, the Kovetzes, were written by his Talmidim after he was killed in the Shoah. But the Kovetz Haaretz, he wrote on the Sechas Yevamos, that he, part of it is the Tshuvas HaRashba, he put out in his lifetime. So says the, right, is there even a Haskama from Rav Chaim Ozer, right? He was the Gadol HaDor at the time. So the original Kovetz Haaretz has a Haskama from Rav Chaim Ozer, I think, and others. Anyway, but says Rav Chanan, Ayin Vav Beis. V'hinei, b'chol ha'dvar manasim ha'ide adam, yeshnam shnei ofanim. Any halachic action that is done by a person comes in one of two flavors, right? Two ofanim. Number one, hecha dechalos hadin naase mikoach adam, where the chalos is created by the person, where the new status that I'm trying to achieve is me. I'm doing it halachically. Either, in both cases, I'm physically doing something. But the question is halachically, am I creating the result? Kimo bechal hakinyanim ubi kiddushin ubi gerushin. If I buy something, if I sell something, if I give something, if I do any type of transaction, marriage, divorce, All of those. Sheha Adam hu apoel es chalos adin. Man is the poel of the chalos. That's category one. Category two. Hecha sheha maisa ba'atzma. Below koach ha'adam. Poel es chalos adin. The act itself. The man does the physical act. But once the physical act is done, memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, creates the result and creates the status. I'm not creating the result. I do the physical act, basically turning on the switch, but the action is done by, or maybe I allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn on the switch. Might be a better formulation. Kemo shchita demateres, like shchita. I shecht an animal. Did I make the animal mutter? No, I physically cut the simanim. Once the simanim are cut, memela, I have created a reality of a shechted animal. A shechted animal is mutter, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's true. But that's, I didn't create it. After be'ina koach gavra, you need the person, the shech, to become makom ha'adam eino hamatir. Ela hashchita atzma materes, im na'as is keel chasa, v'nafkamina tuba mishnei ofanima elu. And there are many differences between these two. Rabbi Chanan right here quotes seven nafkaminas between these types of categories. Number one, our Mishnah, could you make it tznai? Can I make it? I'm going to shecht an animal. This animal should only be mutter al menas that it rains today. And if it doesn't rain today, my shechita should not be materis. It should be a nevela. Can I do that? The answer is no. Because I can only do that if I'm in control of the result that I am creating. So by Kiddushin, our Mishnah, al menas she'ein ala nadarim, al menas she'ein ba'mumin, that I could do. B'makam sheha adam hu oser oha matir yesh biyod lahatel tnai. Shemakadish, shemagari, shemocher al tnai, kach v'kach, shemiskayim al tnai, yuchalu ha-kedushin, v'im not, so he has that power. We'll talk about this also on tomorrow's stuff that comes up, when it comes up with tnai. Aval ha-shochei behema, lo yuchal ha-hatol tnai v'lomar, im yiskayim al tnai, te behema niteres, v'im lo yiskayim al tnai, lo te niteres, no. The lav b'didei tal yemilsa, da-shchita ba'atma materes, v'ina adama matir. That's nafkamina number one, is our context. Making tnaim. Number two, can I set a time? Yuchal likvo azman. Debekidushin v'gerishin efshal likvo azman sheyachul achalamad yom. Harei ha-mukadashas li la'achar shloshim yom. Right, the Mishnah is described in Meseches Kiddushin. Could you set a time? By the first category, yes. By the second category, no. V'ilu b'shchita, e'efshar l'shochet lomar, sheteha behem aniteres la'achalamad yom. But by shchita, you can't. Push it off. Number three, can you be Mishayer Bikinyanu? Could you leave over a certain, Yesh, Makadish Chutzmi Ploni? I'm married to you, meaning I'm mustered to everybody in the world, except for you, one other person. Or, Leinyin Chazar Lachar Maisa. Can you be Choser Bo in certain context? And other, maybe one more we'll mention, Ein Adam Oser Dover She'eno Shelo. That principle is only where the person himself is being the oser. If I am going to bow down to your chair, does that oser your chair? So the answer is no. Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo, because that's not in my control. Lo shayach lomar kein ela hecha sheha adam ho oser, aval hecha sheha iser hu memela al yidei hamaisa ein nafkamina emeino shelo. And he talks about mishtach v'lo behemas chaveir lo nasra, right? Because he said it's totally it's not yours. And but what about, let's say, basar b'chalav? I pour milk into your hot chicken soup. Oh, ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo? No, of course not. That's a reality. And Hashem is the oser. The Torah is the oser, and therefore I won't have any effects. Maybe even Edim. Do you need Edim on the process? Where you're doing it, maybe you need Edim. Kiddushin and Gerushin. Where you're not doing it, it's a Dabar Dabar Meila, maybe you don't need Edim. That's the discussion by Chalitza that we had in Maseches Yevamos. Maybe you only need Edim on a Darabana level, not on a Daraisa level. But either way, that we need to have that Rabbi Chanan to understand this Mishnah. The basis of the Mishnah. Why am I allowed to make a marriage al Tanai? First time we're having such a concept. Because it's in my control. I not only choose who I marry, I create the status of Eishes Ish. That is a type of halachic process that is koach b'koach ha'adam, not only koach gavra physically, but halachically I create it. And it is not like other types of actions. Maybe even chuppah is in category two. Nisuin, Right, we discussed already once or twice. Nisuin al tanai, maybe even within marriage. The two stages are different. Stage one is a physical act that I create the result. Stage two, maybe it's more of a davar to memela. Once I do the physical act of whatever chuppah is, memela, nisuin takes place, but not that I'm in control of it, and maybe that's why you wouldn't be able to make a tanai on chuppah, only on kiddush. Okay, so this is the mishnah that we have. Ask the Gemara, Vitzna nami gabi kiddusha ki agavna, the same exact mishnah appears in Maseches Kiddushin. So why is that? Why does it appear? And it says the Shita. Maybe the problem is, you know, why the mishnah's Gemara is also bothered. Why is it exactly the same language? You don't even switch the order. The first line of each case is about Kiddushin. The second line of each case is about Ksuba. So, why do you have that both? So the Gemara answers, Hacha Ksubis Estrichale, here the Iker is Ksubis, and meaning the second line of Kansa Stam, and there are Nadarim or Mumin, she leaves without a Ksuba, that's what our Mesekla is about. So, Tana Kiddushin Atu Ksubis. So that's why you throw in the Kiddushin line, because Derech Agav, but the Ksubis is the Iker. Hasam Kiddushin Itzrichale, there, in Maseches Kiddushin, the Iker is the first line, that Eina Mukudeshes, Tana Ksubis out the Kiddushin, and therefore just threw in the Ksubis line out to the Kiddushin. The Shini Mukubetzes does struggle here figuring out what exactly is the answer. So you're right, the Gemara's question was, what do you need both? So you don't need both. So we just threw it in even though it's not needed? Was the question, the order was the problem? Why do you put Ksubis after Kiddushin, if this is the Iker, the Iker is Ksubis. And what does the Gemara answer? So he suggests, maybe the Gemara answers, he says, Igalit Chuke. He says, it's difficult, but, you know, I'll try to throw it in. I'll try to push it in. He says, Kadim Bereisha Kiddushin, Sha Kiddushin Kodmin La'olam L'Ksubis B'maisa. Because marriage is always first in terms of the Ksuba is only enforced on the when there's death or divorce. So that's why Kiddushin always comes first, so maybe that's what you could try to read in between the lines of the Gemara, but it is more difficult. The question's better than the answer, says the Shita, but he has a couple of tries to figure out what the pshat of the answer is. Okay, either way, that's the Mishnah that appears in both places. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, Be'elu Nedarim Amru. These are the types of Nedarim that are being discussed. Be'elu nedarim amru. What types of nedarim? Sholotoch albasar, v'sholotish teyayin, v'sholotish kashid, v'bigdei tzivonim. That doesn't eat meat, drink wine, or wear big dates of onim, wear colored begadim. Those are the types. Why? What do those have in common? Rashi says, sholotoch albasar, tahave inui nefesh, u'misgane alav. It is self-denying to the woman, and it's misgane. She becomes disgusting if she can't properly partake of su'udos, or she can't wear begadim that are attractive to the husband. So that's why misgane alav. So that's what Rashi notes. They have both elements. Rashi doesn't just mention inu nefesh. He throws in the second phrase also. So misgane alav. Right? We even have it in the negative. That the Gemara says elsewhere that a man should not look at the big day tzivonim of a different woman, because it could lead to improper thoughts, right? The big tzivonim of a wife to a husband, that's wonderful, right? She should be attractive to her husband, but it shouldn't be that a different man is focusing on the big tzivonim of a different woman. We mentioned a couple of years ago in one of the Haggadah Shiurim, this Gemara by Rav Avram Shor makes the point, contrasting this Gemara to the Gemara Maseches Menachos, which describes if I see the color blue, or whatever color it is, or black is bluish, Rashi Rambam, on the Tcheles, that'll make me think of the sea, which will make me think of the sky, which will make me think of the Kisi HaKavod. And the answer of Avram Shor, so what does color do to a person? Right, big dik tzivonim makes me have improper thoughts, and Tcheles makes me have wonderful thoughts. So which is it? Says Rav Avram Shor, he says this on Echad Miyodeya in his Agada, well, it depends what I'm involved in the rest of the day. If I'm involved in great mitzvos and Torah and everything the rest of the day, so Mamela, once I see blue, I'm like, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever I see in life, I'm going to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to. We have to put ourselves into that mindset. Right? Happened recently that I had a cleanup after one of my children who made a big mess in a certain way. So you got to think about, oh, what the paraduma does to the egel. Tavo ima v'takaneach tzolas bina. We have to try to think of everything in that context. But if somebody's involved in improper things throughout the day, then what is he? Bigdei tzivonim. That's what comes to mind. That's what he says. But the end of the Seder, everything we hear, we're supposed to think of Torah. Oh, we hear two? Ah, luchos. When we hear six? Oh, she's Surah Mishnah. That's the message of Echad Miyodea at the end of the Seder. But that's what it says in our Gemara, that if she says that she's not going to be miskashi, bigdei tzivonim, so that is a neder of inu nefesh that will also be, Rashi says, a neder shadavar shabeino leveina. And therefore, that is what the husband has in mind and cannot live with. And he makes the tenai. The Rashman, the Ritva here, argue, are these specific three and that's it? Are there any other examples? Just meat, wine, and clothing? So the Rashba here says that they are specific. Because these are always the ones that are given in Shas. These three and that's it, says the Rashba. But the Ritva says, no, they are just examples. Let me just read the Ritva. The Ritva says they are examples of similar type of issues. Pirish lav dafka hani, ela inu v'chol tich vasayu, which we might probably said ourselves. Sheyesh bahen inu nefesh o tru mitvaram bein ola v'na. V'nokan hani d'shchichi tvei. These are the most common. V'yesh la harayvid, which the Rashba quotes, bazeh dvarim sheyne mechuvarin. I know there's a rivet out there that says differently, but I don't agree with that. The Rambam also seems to say specifically these. If you look in the Rambam doesn't make a fuss about it, but he says in Hilchos Isha's Perek Zayin, he says Ha'omer leIsha Hari Amukudeshes li Bazel Manashe Ein Alech Nedarim V'Nimsu Alea Echad Mishlosha Nedarim Elu. One of these three. Shalo Torabasa, Oshalo Dishta Yain, Oshalo Tzat. Right, it's Dafka. Something about these three that are unique. In any case, we'll go with the Ritva, and it's these types of Nadarim. Says the Gemara, Havi bar Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked a question on this. Ahai, what is this referring to? Meaning, what is the Mishnah referring to? And then this statement of limiting it to these types of Nadarim. Ilema Aresha, are we talking about the Resha? Is the second line of the Mishnah going on the first line of the Mishnah? Meaning, the case where he's Makadish Al-Tanai, so Ilema Aresha, I'm sorry, we're talking about the statement of the Gemara, not the second half of the Mishnah. Is Rabbi Yochanan's statement going on the first line that the Nedarim that we're talking about, that he specifies are these three? Says the Gemara, that shouldn't be true. Kiven to kapit, mak kapit, afilu komilinami. If he says beferish, I don't want any tnaim, then why should it be limited to three? It should be all tnaim. That's the condition that he makes. He can make it any condition that he wants. Ela seifa. So, Rav Papa says, it must be going on the seifa. Meaning, even if he doesn't make any conditions, but these three are muvan me'elav. These three are so obvious that any person in life wouldn't want to be married to a woman with these three nadarim. And that's why he didn't even have to say it. Rav Ashi Yomar, no. La'olam HaReisha. Maybe it's referring to the Reisha where he was Masna Beferish. Umidi dekapti ba inshi havi kpeide kpeida. Midi de lo kapti ba inshi lo havi kpeide kpeida. And it's basically Batla Daito is a Kaladam. You can make conditions about external events that take place. Almanas that the weather is such. Almanas that rich. Almanas poor. But in terms of mumin, the category of mumin, so what one person's mum is another person's not mum. Different people can live with different things. So we don't allow him to, what's a mum? One day he'll wake up and he'll say, oh, you know, she has a broken toenail. That's a mum. You know, so there has to be some type of objectivity. So that's why the second day in the Gemara, Vashi says, but ledaito in terms of this type of tanai. Okay. Itmar, second to last line. Kishal tanai v'kansa stam. What about a case which we're not sure if our Mishnah is referring to? We'll see soon, Bezus Hashem. But what happens if a person is Bekadish Al Tanai, stage one of marriage, but then by the chuppah he does not repeat it? He does not remember the Tanai that we have, that if this is true, then we're not married. So he mentions the Tanai, Bishas Kiddushin, but not Bishas Nisuin. So then what is the halacha? What do we assume by the fact that he did not repeat it? Is that significant? So, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Tzricha Heimenu Get. Rav says he needs a get, meaning, for some reason, we'll see why, the reason in the Gemara, but he waives the Tanaim. The marriage works. What does tricha meget mean? It means they're married, even though he was makadish al tanai. But they're married. What do you mean? The tanai wasn't fulfilled. It must be because he did not mention it again. B'shasti suin, then for some reason he's not makpid about that anymore. That's Rav Shita. Ushmuel amar eina tricha meno get. No, he does not need a get. Kitshal tanai. So what? He didn't repeat it. He's basically getting married with those conditions in mind, and therefore, if they're not fulfilled, they're not married. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amar Abaya. What is the reason of Rav? Right. Whenever we have a machlokas, we always have to ask even before we look. What is the chiddushita and what is the not chiddushita? If we would ask before we read further in the Gemara, what would I have said? What would I have said? We probably would have said like Shmuel. Meaning, if he made a condition, beferish, and he never explicitly retracted, so when he gets married, the assumption is that he still has that mindset. So, that's why the Gemara jumps to Rav. What's the svara of Rav? And then goes into what's the Nekudas of Machlokas. But, that's what Abaya says. Lo tema taima de Rav. Don't think that Rav's reason is, kivan shekatsa stam achule achle letznae. Rav says that they're married, but not because he was mochel on the tanai. Not because he has no longer any intent to be makbid, and therefore what? And therefore, he would have to even pay the ksuba. He not only would be married, but he would pay the ksuba, because we say he was mochel on the time. No, he doesn't go that far. But, el ha-taima d'rav, lefi, she'ein adam osa be'ilaso be'ilasnus. Because a person does not want his bia to be considered a bi'asnus, and if this wouldn't be a marriage, then memela, this would be a bi'asnus. So that is why, regarding the bia, we say the person is mochel. But regarding the general tanai, he really was upset about it. And that is why he wouldn't have to pay the ksuba. That's the nafkamina, explains Rashi, between the two reasons. He was bo, l'shem kiddushin. Right, we assume that. But he's still, in mamona, Rashi says, bitzna'e ka'i, shem yimsa le'nadarim teitzei shalob ksuba. Right, so at least we split the Evan Ezer and the Choshen Mishpat. The Evan Ezer, regarding the Bia, he's Baal Hashem Kiddushin, but regarding the Choshen Mishpat, he still holds of the Tanai, and therefore he does not have to pay the Ksuba. Right, this is, how do you understand the principle of Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilas Nus? I don't know if we've discussed this since back in Meseches Yevamis. So Pashas is an Umdana. Person doesn't want his Bia to be made into a Bias Nus, right? It gets a little tricky in cases where we, from the outside, make it into a bias nus. For example, Afke'inu, which we had back in the beginning of the Masechta. Afke'inu Rabbanu Kedushim, and I call them Makadesh, I died to Rabbanu Makadesh. And therefore, we're going to take away the marriage in certain cases. So it'll end up in Mela that there was a bias nus. So can we really say that a person is called a Makadesh, I'll die to Rabbanu, even if they're going to make my bias into a bias nus? What about That's a little tricky to work that out. But there is an important discussion on the Shita of the Rambam. Whenever a person has bia, we say it's not bias nus. Let's say a person's mezana. A woman's mezana. Right? So a man is mezana. A man and a woman are together. We assume they're married? Always. Ain't the most of bias nus. So says the Rambam now. Says the Rambam, you don't say it in every case. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, in Perek Yud Halacha Yutes. Very important Rambam. Horu Miksas HaGaonim. And he quotes the Gaonim about this. Some Gaonim say, Shekol Isha Shetiba'el Bifnei Edim Tzricha Get. Some Gaonim take this principle very far. Whenever a man is with a woman, even if it looks like a Maisa's Nus, if it's in front of Edim, you have to be Choshesh that they're married, and therefore he has to give her a Get. Chazaka she'inam adam osa bilaso bilas nus v'higdilu v'hosifu b'davar zeh, and they even went so far, says the Rambam, not such a common way of talking in the Mishnah Torah. Not only that, she'allah v'aitam at shahoru, they even said shemishiyesh lo ben mishpachto choshishin lo v'lo tisyabe mishto shemashichra shivchaso v'achkach bo'ala. So he said, you go far, v'yesh mishahor shevale shichra she'in adam osa bilaso bilas nus. So the Rambam says you always have to be worried. V'chol, according to the Gaonim, v'chol hadvarim ha'elu rechokim heim be'enai ad ma'od midarkei ha'hora'a. I find that very far-fetched, says the Rambam. Rechokim heim be'enai ma'od. V'ein ro'i l'smoch alayam. That's not what this principle means. What does Eidam Adam Osep, Bi'ilas Bi'ilas Zos means in a specific context? If you know that they were talking about marriage, if it was a woman who you were married to earlier, and now you have yichud with her again, if there's some shemetz of, of kiddushin in the air. That's where. Shalomar chachamim chazagazu ela beishto shegirsha bilvad. Oh, bimekadesh al tnayu bal stam. Two cases in Shas. One of them's right here. Why? Shaharei hi ishto. U beishto hu shechez kaso. Sheena osa bilas o bilas nus. At sheyefarish. Shehi bilas nus. Oh, sheyefarish al tnayu boel. But avol shar nashim. Hari calls zona becheska shabal shames nus. Just the opposite. If you have a zona, you have a man and a woman doing something, so they have a chazaka, that they're beyond, that is not marriage. Achi yafarish, shul l'shem kiddushin. Exactly the opposite. You have that chazaka. And therefore, machlokes, the Gaonim and the Rambam, how far do we take this principle? But the poskim get into the act now, in terms of how far also, just two other, related issues, and that will continue. The Radvaz, 500 years ago, has a tshuva. Sha'alta mimani, aleph shinun aleph. Odiach adaiti b'mumar. What about by a mumar? Do you say ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus by a mumar? By somebody who is not shomer Torah mitzvahs? He doesn't really care about nus. He doesn't really care about the other mitzvahs. So what do you say if you have a mumar in this type of context? Where you would say by other shomrei mitzvos Jews, ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus. What would you say here? B'mumar shegirish es ishto ba'odo yehudi. There was a man who divorced his wife when he was still a firm Jew. Va'achar sheheimir, and then he became a mumar, and then he had yichud with his previous wife. So usually, the Gemara says in Gittin, if you have yichud with your previous wife, you have to be choshesh that he was makadishur again. But what about here? He's a mumar. Nisyachin mishto b'fnei edim. V'ukvar naso so ba'ar kosehem. Oh, he already had a civil marriage with her. This second time. Im tzricha get mishum dilma bol shem kiddushin. O dilma lo amrin anachi ela b'yisrael. Avo mumar vadai ba'al l'shem znus. That's his shayla. So he starts off by saying, lich'ora we spell with an aleph, because it means at first light. We had a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, on Daf Nun in the Nuns, we had a Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid who said it was print Nun Dalam Abes. The Tosfos Rid said Lechora could also be printed with an ayin, kiur, ugly. Because a lot of times when you have a Lechora, it turns out of a Lechura. You gotta be in depth to understand it. Anyway, so says the Radvaz, Lechora Yanir Lomar, Ditzricha get. Pashas Lechora, you should say you need a get. And not only, he says, according to the Gaonim in the Rambam, that always say, Ein Adam Osa Bilas Bilas Nus, even for the Rambam. This was a previous wife. So, Pashas Lefisha Karva Davar Shinis Yachid Ima Ubal Hashem Kiddushin Reshet Daito Lach Zero Oven Mekadesh Al Tanai Ubal Stam Benito Didon Lechora, you have to be worried. But then he says, no, I don't think so. I don't think you have to be worried about Kiddushin here. Why? Dizlo Amru Rabbanon Chazaka in Amada Osa Bilasa Bilas Nus Ella Be Yisrael Hakashir Shehu Zahir Be Mitzvos Dilo Shave Kater Vachli Sura. We know he's a Shomer Mitzvos, so therefore he wouldn't want to have a Maisas Nus. That's why you have this Chazaka. O Afilu Be Yisrael Stam Diakadilo Is Chaziklon Avo Mumar Shehu Over Akala Torah Kula Vu Paritz Ba'arayos Ubegoyos. Israel, what? All of a sudden, by his wife, he's going to become a great guy and follow the Torah. Why? He says, Cheskase, velo amrina chazaka ein amado osu bilas bilas nus. Said number one. And he says, Sue, another reason you shouldn't have to worry is, kivan shenasa osu bar koseim, since he already went to have a civil marriage, shuv eino rotze bedas moshe v'Yisrael. He obviously doesn't care about having a religious marriage. Im kain, eich nachush, shem abol, l'shem kiddushin, v'hu eino chafes betares kiddushin. And therefore, I don't think you have to be worried. Unless, he writes in the last two lines, he told the Edim, I'm being Mesiachi L'Shem Kiddushin. So then that's it. Then if he says it, then we have to definitely have to be Choshesh. But if he doesn't say that, I don't think that you have to be worried in, I don't think you have to be worried in that case. The Chashuk Yechemet also discusses this type of idea, when you, do you say it when, once they have a civil marriage, it goes through Kaab Lamaisa cases where this came up. Okay, but we will go further. Okay, so the Gemara says, that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, in a case of Kidsha Al-Tnai, the Kansa Stam, so what do we say? So, says the Gemara, Ha-Pligi Bachada Zimna, we already have this Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in another context, De'itmar, as the Brisa says, De'itmar, as the Amorah, I'm saying, I'm sorry, Ktana Shalomiana Vihigdila. If a Ktana was married, as we know, in a rabbinic setting, Miyun, Kiddushe Miyun, and then she becomes a Gedola, and we know, by a Gedola, she can now walk out. If she lives with her husband, once she becomes a Gedola, it's finished. So Vihigdila Umda Vinises, and then she went and married somebody else, after she had lived with her husband, who she had been married with. So what's the halacha of that second marriage? Rav Amar Ein Tzricha Get Misheni. You do not need a get from the second one. Why? Because we assume when the first husband lived with his wife after she was a gdola, he did it l'shem kiddushin. And therefore the second marriage is nothing. You don't need a get from the second one. She's married already. And you have to talk about Mistama, the Rishonim say that there were Edim there. They were Edim when they lived together afterwards. The Shmuel Amar Tzricha Get Misheni. No, Shmuel says maybe he wasn't Boel L'shem Kiddushin. You don't say always Ein Adam Osabilas Abilas Nus. Shmuel agrees to that principle, the Ritva says. He doesn't argue on that principle. He just says it might not be applicable in every case that Rav says it's applicable. So Shmuel says Tzricha Get, why? Because Kol HaBoel Adas Rishonu Hu Boel. Maybe he's not focused that they're not really married, and therefore he doesn't have special Kavana at this point. And that's why you need to get from the second one. So you see there already, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is the same Yisod. Rav holds, Ein Adam Osa Bilasa Bilas Nus, you have Kavan Al Shem Kiddushin, and Shmuel doesn't say that. So what do you need the Machlokas, both in cases of Kishal Tanai Vakansa Stam, and in the case of Kiddushin Miyun? Tzricha, you need it by both. De'i Itmar Pihahi, if you only had it over there by the Miyun case, Biyahikam Arav, maybe only there Rav says that you assume that it was L'shem Kiddushin, Mishun Deleket Tznah. There's no explicit conditions that were made that we could assume are still intact. Avol Beha, but in our case, De'ika Tznah, but here it was Kishal Tznai. Remember what we say? What's the logical, probable Shita? That's Shmuel Shita. So here you made it tonight, say Ema Modele Le Shmuel. Maybe he would agree to Shmuel in our case. That's why he has to say Beferish not. The Yitmar Baha, and if you only had that case, Baha Kamer Shmuel, maybe only there Shmuel said Shmuel holds a Shita because there was a Beferish Tanai, Ava Bahach Ema Modele Le Rav, but here he wouldn't. Sricha, that is why you need both machlokos. And again, just to repeat what I just said, it was the Rashba. I think the Ritva also says it, but the Rashba says, don't think that Shmuel rejects this principle always. Shmuel holds of the principle. Lav lameimra, says the Rashba, desvirale de'adam ose bi'ilaso bi'ilas nus. Don't think that Shmuel holds the opposite. El a time of the Shmuel hacha, de'kiva de'ika t'nai, atna'e samich, v'lo rami anafshe dilma Ika Aleha Nadarim. He doesn't think they're a Nadarim. Avobilas Nus Vade Lo'avid. He doesn't have Kavana for Znus. He just doesn't have Kavana for Kiddushin. Right? And that's makes all the world of difference in this case. According to Rashi, would you need a get from the Rishon? Yes. According to Rav, yeah. According to Rav, you would need a get. They're married. They're married, and therefore you would need a get. You assume that's why if he would want to leave, he would need a get from her. Would we force? You're asking, would we force? Is it a suffix? Pasha sounds like it's a vadai, and therefore he could stay married to the first. The first people could stay married, not just that he would have to get. If they would want to not be married, he would have to give a get. But does he have to give a get? Maybe not, because they're married. Tanan. So now let's try to relate our Mishnah to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Remember, our Mishnah had two lines, and we weren't sure whether the second line was going on the first line. If it was going on the first line, then it's exactly the case that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about. So let's see. Tanan, Kansa, Staminim, Solenadarim, Tetzi, Shalobik, Suba, the second line of the Mishnah. In those cases is, if he marries her stam, so he has to leave without a ksuba, meaning they're married. Ksuba hu delo baya hagita baya. Right? They are married. So my love isn't the case of the Mishnah, one big fat case. My love, kishal tanai vakansa stam, isn't the second line referring to the first line, meaning it's a case of kishal tanai, and then he got married without mentioning it again, and the Mishnah says, they're married. He just doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Vitziuf to the Shmuel. So it's a kasha on Shmuel, right? Because Shmuel says they're not married. So the Gemara says no. Lo, kishastam v'kantastam. No, the Mishnah might be talking about two separate cases. The first line is kishal t'nai. The second line is, if a man gets married stam without saying anything, and there are these egregious nedarim on her, as we mentioned, so then he still could divorce her without a ksuba. Aval kishal t'nai v'kantastam. But if it would be a case of kishal tanai v'kantastam, hachanami to lo baya get gita. According to Shmuel, you wouldn't need to get in that case. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. But if that's true, then why didn't the Mishnah change it? Adetani, so that instead, in the Mishnah of saying, Hamakadesh is a isha almanah she'ein alei nedarim, v'nimso alei nedarim ein mekudeshes, instead of saying that next case, lisni, kansa stam, v'nimso alei nedarim ein mekudeshes, just say the stam case, v'kol she'geinha. If you don't make the t'nai, it's not a marriage. So surely if you make the t'nai, it's not a marriage. So why should you, why doesn't, according to the Shmuel, the Mishnah say the even bigger chiddush? So the Gemara says, achinami ka'amar. Well, that's how you can understand it. The Shin Mekubetzah says here, it's not a chisura mechsura. We're not changing words here. We're just saying this is how you can understand it. Hamakadish is a isha, which sometimes people say that's exactly what chisura mechsura means. But the Shita is contrasting the principles. Hachanami ka'amar. Hamakadish is a isha amanash ein alei nedarim. Vikansa stam. This is how you should understand if a man marries a woman. Amanash that there are no nedarim and kansa stam. V'nimso alei nedarim ein mekudeshes. That's all alluded to and hinted to in the first line of the Mishnah. And the second line of the Mishnah is Kidsha Stam. That's what the two words added in. Vekansa Stam Tesi Shalob Iksuba. Then she would leave without Iksuba, period. So now the question is, we mentioned this earlier already in Rashi, but now the Gemara explicates it. Ksuba hu delo baya hagita baya, according to Rav, she would still need a Ksuba, she would not be paid the Ksuba, but she would still need a get. So why is that? Does he have the tznaim in mind or not? Miman of shach, how could he have the split that they're married but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba? So maishna ksuba de lo baya, why doesn't he have to pay the ksuba? To amar, because he could say, ef she be isha nadranit, I can't deal with this type of wife. So ihachi get nami lo tibai, so he shouldn't need a get either. Right? Because, you know, that's, he had the tznaim in mind. So amar rabba tzricha get midivreihem. Midirabanan. On a daraisa level, Rav agrees that they're not married. Midrabanan, you need a get. Get midrabanan. V'chein amar Rav Chisda, tzricha get midivrayim. That is pshat number one. Rava amar, and this is what Rashi said earlier, different pshat, tana sifuki misafkile. Really, Rav is mesupak. And then getting back to your question from before, maybe early he would demand, right, if it's a suffix. Gabi mamona lakula, gabi isura lachumra. So by dinim amaris, we would be mekel. What does mekel mean? Rashi, hamote mechaveru alav haraya. She would have to prove it, and if not, he keeps the money. Right? Makam Safik by Dina Mamanis, Mechaver Olav Araya, and by Yisurim, we go to Chumra, and we assume they're married, and therefore he would need to get out of it. Right? Hamotze Mechavero versus Safik Isur Lechumra. Right? We mentioned, as I mentioned, there's going to be another Rabbi Chanan, so I'll mention Rabbi Chanan again. That same another piece in that Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Ha'aretz, this one is in Simen Ayin Aleph. Simon Ayinalef, he discusses Hamotze Mechaveiro Olav Araya. This Chazaka, when we say that he keeps the money, he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. What happens, this is the Nafka Mina always given, what happens if he then takes that money that was earmarked for the Ksuba, which he doesn't have to give, and marries another woman with it? Hariya Mekudeshes Li. Are they married? Meaning, is that money Vada his? Hamotze Mechaveiro Olav Araya means it's Vada his money, or no, we're not sure what to do, but you let it keep it. The Chakira called in some circles Birur versus Hachra. Birur meaning clarity, it's Vaday and Hachra not. Other times Hachra is on the other side. Hachra versus Hanhaga. Right? The same means the same thing. There's just different ways of saying it. Is it just what you're noeg, even though it's not Vaday, but Hachra, you're Machriya the suffix to a Vaday. Same thing, just different terminology. So that's what Rabbi Chana discusses in Siman Ayin Aleph Os Beis. The Misafka Luhu Begamara Bedina Da Motzei Mechaveiro Olav Araya. Imu Din Vaday O Einu El Safek. Tekiva Deloy Adinan Shel Mihu Ein Koach LeBezdin Laasos Shum Maisa Bazeh. Bezdin just has their hands tied; they can't act. Umemela Nishar Eitzel Amuchzak. That's why it stays by the Muchzak. De Ein Anu Yecholon LaHotzimi Menu. Umemela Im Tafas Hasheni. That's the other Nafkamina Tfisa. What happens if the person grabs it? Gamkin in the Hosimi Manu, he gets to keep it because it is not the other person Betoras Vaday, only Betoras Safik. And it would have other Nafkaminas as well, he says, in terms of is Chazaka, how does it line up with other halachic principles? When you have a Chazaka, Kineget a Rov, you say Cheskas Mamon, Mosim Echaber Lavaraya, versus you have Rov against it. Or even Edim. What if you have Edim? So he says, obviously, Edim would win. Why would Edim win? Edim are Mevarer. So does that mean that Chazaka is not Mevarer? So he says, that's what it seems like. Edim Mevarer is a Masafik. The Chazaka ain't a Mevarer is Klaus Amaisa. Right? Chazaka is even by Tarti the Sasri. But then he compares it to Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin is the case of Sachim where you have two paths, one of them is Tame, one of them is Tahar, and two people walk down the paths, one down each path, and they both come to ask, am I Tame, am I Tahar? If they ask, come separately, so then you can say they're both Tahar. Savik Tamar Rishas Rabbim is Fake Otar. So it says Rabbi Chanan, you see Chazaka is not Betor Esvade, because you see it's tied to the Sasri. You can't argue on that Rabbi Chanan and say that there's different types of Chazakas. That's not talking about Cheskas Mamon. You can be machalik between the Cheskas Mamon and the principle of Safek Tumah, Bereshis Rabbim, Bereshis Yachid, and Safek Tumah, Daraisa, Lechumra, and Lekula, all the different Chazakas that we have. Chazaka, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? Every Chazaka you have to talk about exactly how it is understood. But that's what the Gemara says here. Maybe Rav is Misupak, and therefore Mamoni goes Lekula, and Isurim he goes Lechumra. Viter. Amar Rabba, Machlokes. Now we're about to change our whole understanding of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Machlokes, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is not about a regular case that we thought. A man goes over to a woman, says Mekadesh al Tanai, and then marries her the next week later without saying a word. That's not the machlokes. That case would be Pashut. Machlokes bishtal shtei nashim. The machlokes is by two women. What's two women? He's Mekadesh Lea al Tanai, and then he goes over to Rachel and has Nisuin with her without saying a word. So do we assume, well, this is a guy who's Makpid on Tanai, who's Makpid on Nedarim, and therefore, if he meant it for one woman, he must have meant it for the other woman. That's the Machlokes. Avo betos isha achas, debri akol ain't tzricha menuket, but if it's the same woman, of course! Like we said, what Shmuel said. Rav would agree to that. He's Mekadesh Ra'al Tanai, then he marries her without saying anything, but he obviously means the Tanai still. That's the first version of Rabbah. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, I think that's wrong. V'hamasnisen, detoz isha achasi, v'komosvin et yufta mine. Remember we asked the Kasha on Shmuel from our Mishnah? And the Gemara did not answer, oh, that's one woman versus two women. So obviously, at least the questioner, the B'nai HaYeshiva, right, in the understood this as all one case. So there is a machlokas about one woman. Even of course, so that's what our Mishnah was about. So, Eliyamar Hakiyamar. So you're right. This is what Rabbah meant to say. To revise Rabbah. Amar Rabbah machlokas betos isha achas ke'ein shtei nashim. Right. One woman really is pashtus, Rabbah is saying, would be for sure Eda Mukudashas. Two different women would be, let's say, maybe Mukudashas. What if it's one woman, Ke'ein Shtei Nashim? What does that mean, Ke'ein Shtei Nashim? Rashi says, last couple of skinny lines, he's Mekadesh Al Tanai, he divorces her Min Ha'erisin, and then marries her again. So it's Ke'ein. Do we say, well, if he married her the first time with a Tanai, he must have meant that in the second time also, it's the same woman, or not? Again, you wouldn't need the get. So that is Rabbah. So again, Esve Abaya, Abaya doesn't like this. He asks from the Tosefta, Kidsha Betos. If a man is Mekadesh a woman, by mistake, there's some type of Ta'us here. Kidsha Betos. Upachos Mishave Pruta. Or he marries her less than a Shave Pruta. V'chein Katan Shekidish. Or a Katan is Mekadesh a woman, and we know that's impossible. A katana can be married to Araisa, a katan cannot be married. Even if he sends presents to her afterwards, even after he becomes a gadol, the marriage is not a marriage. Shemachmas kidushin harishonim sholach. Because he sent it, l'shem, in mind that the first act was kidushin, not that these sivlonas are kidushin. V'imbalu kanu. But if he then is boaler and lives with her, so then he's kona her. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Mishim Reb Shmuel Amar in Balu Lo Kanu. No, Machlokes. Even with Bia, he's still thinking about the original Kiddushin. So says the Gemara, V'yahacha de Toz Isha Achasi. This is like Toz Isha Achas. It's all about one woman. He says something originally, and then another act takes place later. Upligi. And you see there's a machlokes. What is meant by the Brisa, by the Tosefta of Taus? My lav Tos Nadarim. Isn't talking about a case of Tos of Nadar, meaning our case? There was a mistake, and he thought there was no Neder, and really there was a Neder. And you see there's a machlokes, and we're talking about one woman. Answer, lo, no. Toas pachad mishav pruta. No, we're talking about toas that he was makadish with less than a pruta. Says the Gemara, pachad mishav pruta, medjuk tani lo. That's the next line of the Tosefta. Kisha betoas pachad mishav pruta. So Gemara answers, pirusha kamefaresh. The Tosefta has nothing to do with nedarim. It has to do with a different type of mistake. Kitsha betoas ketsad kigon shekitsha bepachad mishav pruta. That's the case. B'mayka miflaki, and what is the machlokes about? Why would once, what's the machlokes? Everybody, doesn't everybody know that you can't be makadish with less than a pruta? So that's the machlokes. But my kamevlegi marsav or adam yodeya. Shein kedushin tovsim bavakad mishra pruta. Everybody knows that. And therefore, v'gamu ba'ala shem kedushin. And when he is boel her, then he's doing kedushe bia. Umarsav or ein adam yodeya shein kedushin tovsim bavakad mishra pruta. Maybe not everybody knows that halacha. V'chi kabala died to the kedushin rishon in ba'al. And he has the kedushin rishon in mind. Really, there are some people that don't know that halacha, so it could be some suggest he knows that halacha, but he also knows another halacha. Shemesh shav pruta b'madai. There's a halacha of, if it's not worth a pruta here, maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else in the world. And maybe that's what he's mistaken by. It's worth a pruta somewhere. I know it's a potato peel, but, you know, maybe it's valuable somewhere else. So, that is the machlokas. Let's try to fit in one more. Esve, another kasha that Abaye tries to ask. Harani, again, on Rabbah, who limited the machlokas Rav and Shmuel to Isha Achas Kein Shtei Nashim. Harani, bo alaya chamanasha yirtza abba. I'm marrying you, I'm being with you, amanas, as long as my father wants, and he is happy about the marriage. Afa bisha lo ratza ab mekudeshes. Even if the father is not interested, the marriage still works. Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, ratza ab mekudeshes, lo ratza ab eini mekudeshes. Again, it's a tnai that seems to be unfulfilled, and it's a machlokas. V'ha'acha d'chitaz isha achas dami upalik. Isn't this a similar type of case? Talking about one woman, an unfulfilled tnai, and there's a machlokas about it. So to Rav and Shmuel would have a machlokas about it. Answer, no. Ha'sa b'ha pligi. Kamiflagi. Mar savar almanasha yirtza ha'av. Amanasha yishtoka'av ha'shasiklei. The father here didn't complain. He just didn't express his enthusiasm. He just kept quiet. So the first opinion says, if he said amanasha yirtza'av, that means as long as my father's quiet and doesn't complain about it, and here he didn't complain. That's why it's a good marriage. Umar sava amanasha yomar abahein. No, it means as I need my father to give me a bracha. V'halo amar abahein, and here the father did not say it, and that's why it would not be a marriage in this case. Just two final quick points. Number one, the Chashuke Chemed here discusses a case could come up. A man buys an apartment. A man buys an apartment in a building, and he makes a condition, and it's in the contract, as long as the other neighbors are happy with me, and they accept me as a neighbor. So what happens? He buys the apartment, and he moves in, and the neighbors aren't not friendly, but they're, you know, they deal with it, they don't complain, but they just move along with their lives. So, pashtus, you would say, is the same. Almanashe yirtzu ashchenim. Do you say it means as long as they didn't complain about it, or do they have to express positively, we're so happy that you're here, and send them shalach manos, and do all neighborly activities. So he relates that case, Lamaisa, to this. Also, just to mention, the final point, whenever katan shekidish comes up, we like to mention the no debi Yehuda. We know that it's impossible for a katan to be married on a daraisa level. I should say yibum is maybe there's a Rashi out there that says in one place, but the no debi Yehuda asks. We know Bali Tosva say that dasach. We mentioned this a couple of days ago. Dasach cheres makne, where I am makne something to a katan, then the katan can own it on a daraisa level. If he picks it up from hefker, he can't. If I sell it to him, if I give it to him, he can. According to Bali Atosvis. So if that's true, so why can't a katan get married? By a marriage, the chasin's the koneh, the woman is the makneh. She's makneh herself. So ask the Nota B'Yehuda, why can't a katan be married according to that sheet of Bali Atosvis? That's his question in Evan Ezer, Tinyana Simin Nun Dalad. Simin Nun Dalad. And he's very bothered by that. The way that most Achronim answer the question is based on the Ran in Nedarim on Daf Lamed, who describes that a woman's activity and halachic action in marriage is not a regular hakna'ah. It's the language of the Ran. She's mevatelas atzma, and she makes herself nichnas into the reshus of the husband, but not a hakna'ah in the normal way, and that's why you can't ask that kasha. We'll have to get back to the Ran numerous times over the next couple of days and weeks and years and months. But just to mention the round again, that's how the Noda Behuda's question is usually answered about Katan Shekidesh. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Esve. Again, today's shiur was L'Rafua Shalema, Chaim Mordechai Leib and Chaya Sarah. He should have a Rafua Shalema Bekarov.